Well, places internationally such as Cannes and Toronto may have their own film festivals, but in its sixth year here in the Hunter, we have the Real Film Festival, and it is happening across the weekend. And Screen Hunter manager Annette Huber joins us this morning talking about the festival. Annette, always a great one, this. Its sixth year, getting bigger and bigger, no doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. How are you, Mark? It's very exciting. Every year we gather a little more momentum and feel like the community and industry are really starting to back the festival. Today I'm actually sitting at the workshops at the Hunter Street TAFE, which have just kicked off at 9 o'clock with the first session, and we've got another couple of sessions coming up at 11:30 and 2 o'clock with lots of filmmakers and lots of people, so it's really exciting.
Annette, I believe also part of the festival includes a masterclass on Saturday, which is tomorrow. Can you take us through what that will entail, what's going to be taking place tomorrow?
Yeah, well, we've actually got two. Our first masterclass is with Jason Van Genderen, who is a multi-award-winning short film maker, and he makes all of his films on an iPhone. What he's going to be doing, he's actually setting the entire room up as a camera lens. So no technology, only using natural light, the windows, for that to filter through, and you become the lens to understand lighting and how that impacts on when you're filming. So you actually get submersed into the camera.
Would you have ever have thought just a short time ago you'd be hearing yourself uttering that phrase, making a movie on a phone?
I know, it's frightening, isn't it? I'm making a movie on a phone and then distributing it online. You know, it's a crazy world. It's very progressive, though. Actually, and that's a great segue into our second masterclass. We've got Beamer Films, who are coming up to run a distribution masterclass on Saturday. So any filmmaker that's sitting around going, how am I going to get this film out? Who can I tap into? The big film distributors, you know, they cost a lot of money. There's hundreds of thousands of dollars in marketing, and it's one of the toughest things for Australian filmmakers. We've got Beamer Films, who have set up a distribution company out of Melbourne. They're coming up to run their masterclass on online distribution, so how to make money distributing your film online. So that's the second masterclass running tomorrow.
So anybody that is interested in a career in filmmaking, be it in front of or behind the camera, I guess the festival will be a good starting point for them. And the other good thing about the Real Film Festival is there'll be some local filmmakers' pieces showcased as well. So that's a great bit of local involvement, Annette.
Yeah, absolutely. This year we've got a big push. Look, every year we focus on local. This year we've made it our core focus. So we've got 11 films screening that have been wholly and solely made by local filmmakers, directors, producers and the likes. So they're telling local stories. So we've also got a feature film which we'll be screening on closing night called Angels Gather Here, which is about a local lady, Jackie Trapman. It's her story about really reconciliation and the stolen generation. That film was also made by a local filmmaker, Ian, and his partner, Anna. And that film, screens on Sunday night, as well as a whole heap of short films that are going to be screening on Saturday afternoon at the Tower Cinemas.
Annette, there is certainly something for everybody in its sixth year, getting bigger and better. I better let you go and put the final touches on the popcorn and getting the checklist ready for the masterclasses over the weekend. Thanks for sharing some of that with us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Bye. It is its sixth year, the Real Film Festival. If you'd like to find out a little bit more about that, we've got all the links for you on our webpage at 2NURFM.com. Just cruise down to the Morning Show page and you will get all the information about the Real Film Festival. It's 28 past 9.